Today we're chatting with Laura Martin, the Substance Use Prevention Coordinator for the City of Quincy, because the 14th annual Candlelight Vigil in memory of all those lost to overdose and substance use disorder is coming up. It is Wednesday, August 28th at 7 p.m. the Hancock Adams Common right in front of Quincy City Hall. Laura, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Jeff?
Doing well. Thanks for spending some time to talk with us about this very important event, and certainly one that I know a lot of folks look forward to, both with trepidation, but also with some nostalgia as well, right?
Yeah. I think it's a both type of event. I think it's important that we acknowledge, you know, those lost, especially given, you know, that it's a disease. I think it helps the families take away a little bit of stigma, because oftentimes that comes with loss of someone to substance use disorder, whether it's alcohol, drugs, or anything else. So.
Right.
And it also just recognizes, you know, the work that we need to continue to do to battle the issues that continue to allow more and more people to be passing. That was my long-winded answer. Yes.
No. It's, you know, it's the 14th annual. So, yeah. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about how and why it got started and how it has changed over the years.
Sure. So, I'm going to be honest. I know that I was a prosecutor and I was asked to speak back. I was at Quincy District Court and I was asked to speak at it. And share some of my story as far as my loss of my older brother. He just passed, his 20-year anniversary just passed. It must have been 14 years ago, but it went from in front of City Hall to the library, and then a couple years ago I brought it back to Hancock Adams Green. It kind of just signifies the move away from, you know, it's just something we quietly do at the library to something that we acknowledge, you know. And I think over the 14 years, the acknowledgement of this as a disease and of the impact across all, you know, socioeconomic, racial, gender identity, everything, you know, it really does impact everyone. And I think having the event a little more formalized kind of does that justice. Now, I owe so much to the warriors before me, the moms, Nancy Holler, Kathy Beatty, and honestly, the mayor. I think we were like one of, and I don't do any historical fact checks on me because I wouldn't be able to pass, but I think we were one of the first cities to do one, you know, and it's grown. And I do think there's positives and negatives to it growing.
Mm-hmm.
The negative being more and more people have passed, the positive being we're acknowledging this as a disease, and it has been for a long time. I just kind of was hooked up with a bunch of fierce moms that super passionate about substance use, the way it had impacted their families, and that's my best guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mayor had this task force. Once again, I think it was pretty early on started. So that's my historical assumptions based on the knowledge I have of how it started. But now it is what it is. And there used to be, you know, recovery speakers and things like that. And now I really just keep it, you know, to be what it is. We don't have like resources for treatment or anything like that. And not that those aren't important. They're just not important in my mind at this event.
Mm-hmm.
It really is about the families and the individuals and the community members that have been impacted.
Sure.
And I keep that there's not a lot of, you know, we acknowledge everyone that comes and the city supports it fully. And the mayor, just like he does with any event, I have at my full disclosure every city department, you know, from IT to Mark Carey, he puts his time in to the local churches and communities, and everyone just comes together because I think it's super important to give people other avenues than, you know, just speaking to show up for whatever reason they need to be there, if that makes any sense.
So, what will actually be happening on that evening, Laura? It's
August 28th. So anyone, people usually show up around 6:30. I start the ceremony around 7. I speak very little, which, if you know me, is an what's that word, Joe? Help me out there.
Anonymous?
No, an anomaly.
Oh, an anomaly.
I talk quite a bit, usually. But no, I have a couple people read some poems. They can identify the impact that substance use had on them or not. And share about their loved one or not. We have live music. I've been kind of like blessed. Things just like fall into my plate. There's a recovery a cappella group that's singing this year. We have Life Community Church. We have the Sisters of the Nazareth, Mother Olga. And then we usually have Aaron Cavan, who's been such an amazing support. Life Community Church has really been there from the beginning in this movement. And they do some prayers and a little bit of speaking. And then we watch the video, which unfortunately is about 35 minutes. But like I said, unfortunate and fortunate. You know, we don't read names. The names are up there with the photos if the family wants. The photos can be anonymous. And then after the video, it's a pretty taxing video to see all those faces. So after that, we do a closing prayer and everyone gets to go. And we have some support services, grief support service pamphlets and things like that, so that if folks feel that they would be interested in doing that. I'm also there, you know, as a city resource, but it's a night of honoring those that are no longer here and that may not have had a voice during their disease, or, you know, the things they did may have separated them from their families and caused friction based on their disease. Simple. Of course, you know, I'm grateful for everyone that allows the event to happen. But like I said, the mayor, you know, this is kind of like, it's the best part about working for Mayor Koch is that he understands that this is an area that I handle, and he just gives me all the resources to do the best I can for the event, for the families. Mm-hmm. And being an individual that has been directly impacted by it, I know the importance of that. So I just have to, you know, not just because, you know, the mayor is in fact my boss, but to have that much support for such a special night is I don't want to say rare, but it's unique to my experiences in any of my other positions throughout the Commonwealth and the state. So, you know, I really appreciate that. I don't get any questions asked for budget or anything. You know, we treat it as any other event. So it's really nice. And it gives a lot of dignity to the family to have it professionally done. I think that's super, super important. Not that any of the other ones are less than. It's just this is a special event for residents in Quincy.
So what do folks do if they would like to have their loved one included in the video?
Very simple. You just email me in JPEG format a photo and their name if you would like. Does not have to be. To lmartin@quincyma.gov. I'd ask for them by the 24th. The event is the 28th, so that they can be properly included in the video. And then, you know, if someone doesn't get it in time, or if they get it in late, they can always email me. But they can also, if they find out about the event and we're not able to have the picture, I would always encourage family members to bring a photo of their loved one if they didn't get it in the video. You know, unfortunately, with production, Mark Carey, he does this on his own time to help me, and, you know, he's a miracle worker, but It's not on the last day.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's all. Very simple. Anyone can feel free to do it anonymously too. It is important for me to say anybody that contacts me about this event, or anyone, that's also the email, anyone that, you know, may have lost someone or may not have lost someone, but, you know, has someone or is struggling themselves and they're a resident in the city of Quincy, that's also an email that I can be reached at any time for resources.
Okay.
And it's an anonymous, as far as my services, who I help, where we help them, that's between me and the individual speaking out. Of course, as long as there's not any danger to them or others. But I think that's also not a plug, but a unique service that we have in the city. And I'm honored to be able to provide it. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't keep stats or anything of who we help, because that's really not the point of it.
Mm-hmm.
The point is to help as many people as possible and for them to know they have a safe, anonymous resource throughout the city. And you know, and I have tons of people that we can connect them with.
Sure.
So that's pretty much it.
Okay. And I see the rain location is inside Quincy High School auditorium.
Yep, that's an easy switch. It'll still be the same.
Okay.
Okay.
And again, it is Wednesday, August 28th, 7 p.m. at the Hancock Adams Common in front of City Hall, City of Quincy's 14th Annual Candlelight Vigil. Thanks so much, Laura.
Thank you, Joe.